Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, mindful discovery.
So this topic came up because a colleague of mine told me that she was talking to a rep who wanted to sell her a very expensive insurance package. And she was very impressed because this insurance agent spent lots of time asking her questions. But when it came time to present an insurance policy, the rep really didn't speak to any of her hot buttons or any of her needs. She said it was like the insurance agent went through the whole discovery process, just going through the motions. But she didn't really assimilate the meaning and apply it to my colleague's needs.
So the sales rep went and collected all the important information and asked questions, but didn't relay it back to the client.
Exactly. And it made me think back to that time when there was a memorial service for a head of state, and the sign language interpreter that they hired was a fraud. He was signing gibberish.
So they were just going through the motion of signing, but not adding any value.
Right. So the whole point of this is to not just go through the motions with the discovery process, but gather the information and then whip it up into something compelling as it speaks to your client's needs.
The whole process of being mindful is important to the selling process. That's the whole basis of our podcast.
Yes.
Right. But unless you're relaying that information that you've collected in the discovery process back to the client in a meaningful way, you're just spinning your wheels.
Right.
So you need to come up with a value-added statement based on all the information that you've collected.
And Bill, when you say you're just spinning your wheels, it makes me think of traction. So in order to get that traction with the sales call, you need to speak directly to your client's hot buttons.
Make sure you have the snow and mud tires on.
That's right.
Right. No, but you need to make sure the information that you collected is reflected back in a mindful way.
Exactly. And with that, stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up right now. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Till next time.
This guided meditation is designed to help you focus so you can focus on what your customer is saying. And we'll do this by counting silently with the breath. I'll give you the instructions now and then guide you through it. What you'll do is count one silently to yourself as you breathe in, and count one silently to yourself as you breathe out. Then two with the next breath, then three, and so on until you get to 10. And when you get to 10, you can start again at 1. Or any time you get distracted, you can start again at 1. So to start, please take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. Notice where you're making contact with the seat beneath you. And then bring your attention to your breath, noticing your chest rising and falling with each breath. And now we'll begin a process of counting. So as you breathe in, count one silently to yourself, and one as you breathe out. Count two with the next inhale, and two with the next exhale. Three with the next inhale, and three with the next exhale. Continue this counting until you get to 10. Or if you lose your place, just start again at one. We'll move into silence for 30 seconds as you continue with this counting, and I'll let you know when the time is up. Okay. And know that you can train your mind to focus by counting with your breath in this way. And you can do this counting most anywhere and any time.